Are you ready? Ready to take a ride? Grab your coffee and strap yourself in, because the show is about to begin. From the front lines of America, Babylon, and transmitting worldwide on the internet and satellite, you are listening to Omega Man Radio Network with Shannon Davis.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Shannon Davis, the Omega Man, and you are tuning into Omega Man Radio here on Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. Now, I've got all the shows cut through yesterday, including the one we did Early Bird today with Robert Avila, and I'll have those uploaded for you a little bit later in the evening so we stay on track. We've got a great marathon day today, including the program we did with Michael Cummins earlier today. I'll be uploading that as well. In fact, we had Michael Cummins, Robert Avila, already two shows of the six-show marathon. We're going to do Speak My Word next. Then at 8 o'clock Eastern, Tommy Hollihan, followed by Pastor Tony Collette. And then I'm supposed to be on Sheila Zielinski's show at 10 Eastern tonight. Okay. How y'all doing out there? Again, OmegaManRadio.com for those that may be new here. Well, let's get started. And probably the place we need to start every day, for sure it is in prayer. Father, Jehovah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Forgive me of my sins, all of them, known and unknown, back to the very first thought, word, deed, gesture, and action. Repent of all my sins, my shortcomings, God. I plead the blood of Jesus right now over me and my family, over everyone out there tuning in and their families, over the broadcast tonight. Thank you, Father God, for this opportunity you've given us to speak your word. Most important thing we can do. We ask that you would surround us all with your warrior angels. In Jesus' name, Lord, place a hedge of protection, wall fire from Zechariah 2 and 5 around each one of us. Father God, let the Holy Spirit come and teach us the word. Unlock it for us, Holy Spirit. We give you praise, honor, and glory. We also, in the name of Jesus, lift up Brother Gary Stafford to you, Elvis Newhart, David Measures, Terry Jefferson, Mel Novak, Sabrina Sessions, and others out there, Lord, that may have been going through some medical issues. We ask that you touch them all, heal them all, in Jesus Christ's name. Also, we bind every demonic force coming against us tonight. In Jesus' name, we ask God that you would strengthen us, guide and direct our steps, help us to endure to the end. give you praise, honor, glory tonight, Father God, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let's open it up. Here we go.
Welcome to the broadcast. Speak My Word is about to begin.
Your host is Shannon Davis, and we are living in the time of the end.
T-minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We have a vision. We will be reading tonight from the King James edition. Jesus told us to preach the gospel, cast out devils, and lay hands on the sick. If you are not obeying him, you better act quick. He is coming back, and we will all give a report. So obey Jesus, so you don't come up short.
Be starting off in 1 Kings chapter 12 tonight. And Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel were come to Shechem to make him king. And it came to pass when Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who was yet in Egypt, heard of it, for he was fled from the presence of King Solomon, and Jeroboam dwelt in Egypt, that they sent and called him. And Jeroboam and all the congregation of Israel came and spoke unto Rehoboam, saying, Thy father made our yoke grievous. Now therefore make thou the grievous service of thy father, and his heavy yoke which he put upon us lighter, and we will serve thee. Now let me stop right there. In the past program, Solomon, who had loved many strange women, together with the daughter of the Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, and Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites, had disobeyed God, and God had told him not to go into them, for surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. But Solomon clave unto these women, these strange women, in love. He had 700 wives, princesses, 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. For it came to pass when Solomon was old, that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with Yahovah his God, as was the heart of David his father. For Solomon went in after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Zidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. And Solomon did evil in the sight of Yahovah, and went not fully after Yahovah, as did his father. Then Solomon built a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, in the hill that is before Jerusalem, and for Molech, the abomination of the children of Ammon. And likewise did he for all his strange wives, which burnt incense and sacrificed unto their gods. So what was he doing here? He was involved in idolatry. This recent controversy that's been stirring up, this men's conference, I think was 10,000 people strong, according to one number I heard. And one of the pastors there allowed a man to come in and swing on a pole. John Lindell, you have things to answer for. I wonder if these leaders are homosexuals. If they're not, they're certainly involved in idol worship. I think that's rooted in Ashtoreth, the pole. They had a man half naked swinging on that pole, providing entertainment for other men. That's sodomy, folks. It's an abomination. And abominations have entered into the church. It's going to cost Solomon big time. And it's going to cost others out there who allow this into their churches big time when they stand before the Lord Jesus Christ on Judgment Day. And you would think, how could Solomon do this? Wisest man in the world. He disobeyed God. He gave place to the enemy. He didn't submit to God and resist the devil so the devil would flee. He resisted God. He submitted to the devil. And the devil came in and wreaked havoc. And this sin is going to cost Solomon big time. He built a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, and the hill that is before Jerusalem for Molech, the abomination of the children of Ammon. He had them all up there. Ashtaroth, Milcom, Moab, or Chemosh from Moab and Molech. They did baby sacrifice to Molech. Likewise did he for all his strange wives. Those are just four of the major ones. Which burn incense and sacrificed unto their gods. People are doing that today, folks. In many places around the world, they do it here on the streets where I live. People that serve other gods. I see it every day. And now it's spread to America. The Ashtoreth pole made its way into the church. We got men feminizing themselves, going into the house of God, supposed to be bringing the word of God in skinny pants, holes in the knees, look like they came right out of the gym, like they're ready to go clubbing. What happened? There's no respect for God or his house anymore in many of these places. They've gone a-whoring after other gods. It's going to cost him too. And Yahovah was angry with Solomon because his heart was turned from Yahovah, God of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice, and had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other gods. But Solomon kept not that which Yahovah had commanded. Wherefore, Yahovah said unto Solomon, for as much as this is done of you, by you, and thou hast not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I have commanded you, I will surely rend the kingdom from thee and will give it to thy servant. God doesn't make idle threats, folks. He carries through with what he said he's going to do. We're mistaken if we think that God is just going to make an idle threat, try to bluff us. He's telling Solomon what he's going to do. And God has also told us what he's going to do with this world, with America. America's end is found in Revelation 18, Revelation 51, 8 through 15, and some other prophecies. It's coming. Yet people go on like there's no end. Howbeit, God said, I will not rend away all the kingdom, but will give one tribe to thy son, for David, my servant's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, which I have chosen. God is going to keep his promise to David. Solomon will not lose all the 12 tribes. He'll get to retain Judah. So here we see God is going to carry out what he said he's going to do. And Yahovah stirred up an adversary unto Solomon, Hadad, the Edomite. He was of the king's seed in Edom. For it came to pass when David was in Edom, and Joab, the captain of the host, was gone up to bury the slain, after he had smitten every male in Edom. For 6 months did Joab remain there with all Israel until he had cut off every male in Edom. That Hadad fled, he and certain Edomites of his father's house with him, to go into Egypt, and Hadad was a very young child. And they arose out of Midian, came to Paran, and they took men with them out of Paran, and they came to Egypt, unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, which gave him a house, and appointed him victuals, and gave him land. And Hadad found great favor in the sight of Pharaoh, so that he gave him to wife the sister of his own wife, the sister of Tahpenes, the queen. Hadad actually became the brother-in-law of the Pharaoh, right? And the sister of Tahpenes bare him Genobath, his son, whom Tahpenes weaned in Pharaoh's house. And Genobath was in Pharaoh's household among the sons of Pharaoh. And when Hadad heard in Egypt that David slept with his fathers, and that Joab, the captain of the host, was dead, Hadad said to Pharaoh, "Let me depart, that I may go to mine own country." Then Pharaoh said to him, "What have you lacked with me, that behold, you seek to go into your own country?" And he answered, "Nothing, howbeit let me go in any wise." And God stirred him up another adversary, Rezin, the son of Eliada, which fled from his lord Hadadezer, king of Zobah. So God begins to stir up enemies against Solomon. And fast forward, judgment has come to the house of Solomon. Again, because you have forsaken me and have worshipped Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Zidonians, Chemosh, the god of the Moabites, and Milcom, the god of the children of Ammon, and have not walked in my ways to do that which is right in mine eyes, and to keep my statutes and my judgments, as did David his father. Howbeit, I will not take the whole kingdom out of his hand, but I will make him prince all the days of his life for David my servant's sake, whom I chose because he kept my commandments and my statutes. But I will take the kingdom out of his son's hand, and I will give it unto thee, even 10 tribes. So God has spoke to Jeroboam and given him the instructions what is to come and what's going to befall Solomon's house, and makes a promise to him, you know, if you will hearken to all that I command thee and will walk in my ways and do that which is right in my sight, to keep my statutes and my commandments as David my servant did, that I will be with thee and will build thee a sure house as I built for David, and will give Israel unto thee. So trouble has started. Solomon has been informed. He's sinned grievously. His son will not inherit the entire throne, but only get the one tribe. And God has already found another man. A man that will be after God's own heart and serve him. Solomon sought therefore to kill Jeroboam. And Jeroboam arose and he fled in Egypt unto Shishak, king of Egypt, who was in Egypt until the death of Solomon. I see no place where I've read so far that Solomon repented. How sad. Be the wisest man in the world and be one of the dumbest. to think that he could go and bring other gods into Israel, sacrifice babies. See, that's pretty severe what Solomon did. He was sacrificing children to Moab. Are we not doing that today in America? Sacrificing children on an altar to convenience? Well, it's not convenient for me to have a baby at this time. I'm just not ready. Well, you're ready to have sex? You're not ready to man and woman up? You brought a child in this world and you're going to murder it? Sacrifice it? People do it every day. Even in the house of God, the judgment of God is coming on our country and every country that sacrifices children. That lives a sodomite lifestyle. That brings in other gods. And the time that Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel was 40 years. And Solomon slept with his fathers and was buried in the city of David his father. And Rehoboam, his son, reigned in his stead. That sets the groundwork for where we're going now. And Rehoboam went to Shechem. For all Israel were come to Shechem to make him king. And it came to pass, when Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who was yet in Egypt, heard of it, for he had fled from the presence of King Solomon, and Jeroboam was dwelling in Egypt. It's almost like what happened to David and King Saul. King Solomon sinned big time. And now he's going to lose the kingdom just as King Saul did previously. And notice when King Saul found out he was going to lose the kingdom to David, he sought David's life. Solomon did the same thing. David was on the run. Jeroboam was on the run. Till Saul died. And then in this case for Jeroboam, King Solomon died. How sad. History repeats itself, doesn't it? And Rehoboam is going to be a cruel taskmaster. Watch and see what happens. It came to pass when Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who was yet in Egypt, heard of it, that they sent and called him. And Jeroboam and all the congregation of Israel came and spake unto Rehoboam and saying, your father, speaking of Solomon, made our yoke grievous. Now therefore make thou the grievous service of thy father and his heavy yoke which he put upon us lighter, and we will serve thee. See, Jeroboam has already been tapped to take the other 11 tribes. But he's willing to come and offer his service if just the new king, Rehoboam, will compromise and lighten the yoke that his father Solomon had put on them. And he said unto them, depart yet for 3 days and come again to me. And the people departed. And King Rehoboam consulted with the old men that stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, and said, how do ye advise that I may answer the people? And they spake unto him, saying, if thou wilt be a servant unto this people this day, and will serve them, and answer them, and speak good words to them, then they will be thy servants forever. But Rehoboam forsook the counsel of the old men, which they had given him, and consulted with the young men that were grown up with him, and which stood before him. And he said unto them, What counsel do you give me, that we may answer this people, who has spoken to me, saying, Make the yoke which thy father did put on us lighter? And the young men that were grown up with him spake unto him, saying, Thus shalt thou speak unto this people that speak unto thee, saying, Thy father made our yoke heavy, but make thou it lighter unto us. Thus shalt thou say unto them, My little finger shall be thicker than my father's loins. Wow. My little finger shall be thicker than my father's loins? That's their advice. How vulgar these people are that he surrounded himself with. And now, whereas my father did lay you with a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father has chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. Scorpions have a very powerful sting, and they'll sting you over and over again. We ran into them in Costa Rica. Costa Rica is full of scorpions. You can be in the nicest neighborhood, and you can still have scorpions in your house and in your backyard. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, as the king had appointed, saying, Come to me again the third day. And Rehoboam the king answered the people roughly and forsook the old man's counsel that they gave him. Excuse me. And spake to them after the counsel of the young men, saying, My father made your yoke heavy, and I will add to your yoke. My father also chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. Oh, joy. These people thought they were going to get a break. Not with Rehoboam. Wherefore the king hearkened not unto the people, for the cause was from Jehovah, that he might perform his saying, which Jehovah spake by Ahijah, the Shilonite, unto Jeroboam the son of Nebat. God's going to perform his word. Yes, he is. So when all Israel saw that the king hearkened not unto them, the people answered the king, saying, What portion have we in David? Neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your tents, O Israel. Now see to thine own house, David. So Israel departed unto their tents. So the tribes left. 11 of the 12. Let's see if anybody decides to stay. But as for the children of Israel, which dwelt in the cities of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. So, the bulk of the tribes, they left. But there were some that, of the tribe of Israel, that, you know, wanted to stay in the cities of Judah. So Rehoboam reigned over them. The king Rehoboam then sent Adoram, who was over the tribute, and all Israel stoned him with stones. So, not only has Rehoboam said, I'm going to put a greater yoke on you, and you're going to feel not the sting of a whip, but of scorpions. He sends out the tax man. They weren't going to have that. They stoned him, that he died. Therefore, King Rehoboam made speed to get him up to his chariot to flee to Jerusalem. So Israel rebelled against the house of David unto this day. And it came to pass, when all Israel heard that Jeroboam was come again, that they sent and called him unto the congregation. Now this is the man that God has tapped to lead the other tribes. Conditional though. If he'll serve the Lord God, keep all his commandments, statutes, God will bless him, and his children will sit on his throne in the future. If not, well, doesn't go well for him or you and me, or any country when we disobey God and don't keep His commandments and His statutes. God said, thou shalt not murder. And that one's being broken every day in America and in many parts of the world. Murdering children. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. You see that too in the land. Idolatry. Bringing gods into the household of God. Foreign gods. And their teachings and ways. And when Rehoboam was called, Jeroboam was come again, that they sent and called him unto the congregation and made him king over all Israel. There was none that followed the house of David but the tribe of Judah only. So the rest of the tribes have went with Jeroboam. And when Rehoboam was come to Jerusalem, he assembled all the house of Judah with the tribe of Benjamin, 180,000 chosen men, which were warriors, to fight against the house of Israel to bring the kingdom again to Rehoboam, the son of Solomon. So Rehoboam ain't going to take it sitting down. He's going to war. Him and Judah and the tribe of Benjamin, 2 against 10. But the word of God came unto Shemaiah, the man of God, saying, speak unto Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, king of Judah, and unto all the house of Judah and Benjamin, and to the remnant of the people, saying, thus saith Yehovah, ye shall not go up, nor fight against your brothers, the children of Israel. Return every man to his house, for this thing is from me. God has let them know, I've brought judgment on you for the sins of the fathers that worshipped after other gods, went a-whoring after them, which turned their back on God, went after strange women and their idols, they hearken therefore to the word of Yehovah and return to depart according to the word of Yehovah. Then Jeroboam built Shechem in Mount Ephraim and dwelt there, and went out from there and built Penuel. And Jeroboam, sometimes I get these guys confused, but Jeroboam now is running with the 10 tribes of Israel, and Rehoboam, King Solomon's son, has two. He's got Judah and then Benjamin. And Jeroboam said in his heart, now shall the kingdom return to the house of David. If this people go up to do sacrifice in the house of Yehovah at Jerusalem, then shall the heart of this people turn again unto their Lord, even unto Rehoboam, king of Judah, and they shall kill me and go again to Rehoboam, the king of Judah. Whereupon the king took counsel and made 2 calves of gold, and said to them, is it too much for you to go up to Jerusalem? Behold thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Wow. This guy's almost like a counterfeit of Moses in some ways. And he makes some of the same mistakes that Aaron made, Moses' brother. Makes these golden calves. He should have obeyed God. Jeroboam set one in Bethel, and he put the other in Dan. And this thing became a sin. For the people went to worship before the one, even unto Dan. He knew that they needed to worship, and that the place of worship would be up the city of David, where the temple of God was, and the Ark of the Covenant, and he was afraid he was going to lose them. He didn't have faith in God that God would sustain his kingdom. Took matters in his own hands, and now he's brought sin into the camp. The same became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one, even unto Dan. And he made a house of high places. Oh, here we go. And made priests of the lowest of the people, which were not of the sons of Levi. Nobody was authorized to serve in the house of God except for the Levitical priest, the tribe of the Levites. They were the one tribe tapped to serve God eternally, and they didn't receive land as inheritance. Their inheritance was the Lord, Yahovah. So he's put in some counterfeit priests. Got counterfeit gods erected, high places. And Jeroboam ordained a feast in the 8th month, on the 15th day of the month, like unto the feast that is in Judah. And he offered upon the altar. So did he in Bethel sacrificing unto the calves that he made. And he placed in Bethel the priest of the high places which he had made. Sounds like the church Bethel putting in some of these fortune tellers from Christ's alignment. Let them infiltrate the camp, which is an abomination. Destiny cards. They're fortune tellers. Reading the fortunes of Christians who have no discernment whatsoever, or others of the world. They're trying to use that as an evangelism tool. Use Satan's witchcraft to try to win people for Jesus. Come on. Chris Valentine, you have a lot to answer for. And Jeroboam ordained a feast in the 8th month, on the 15th day of the month, like unto the feast that is in Judah. And he offered upon the altar. So he did in Bethel, sacrificing unto the calves that he had made. And he placed in Bethel the priest of the high places which he had made. Counterfeit worship, counterfeit priest. So he offered upon the altar, which he had made in Bethel, the 15th day of the 8th month, even in the month which he had devised of his own heart. He set up his own feast days, rejecting the feast days of Yahovah, and ordained a feast unto the children of Israel. And he offered upon the altar and burnt incense. Kind of sounds like what some churches did. They abandoned the feast of Yahovah, the true Passover resurrection day, and they installed a bunny rabbit. And they had their kids out there looking for the eggs of Ishtar. Who fell into the Euphrates River and emerged as an egg-laying rabbit. Folks, we've got idolatry in the church. We've forgotten the ways of Yahovah. By and large, we don't keep his commandments like we should. We don't know his calendar or his holy days. And many have won a whoring after other gods, even sacrificing their children. I saw one lady pastor. She was asked about abortion. She didn't have a problem with it. I was like, God have mercy. I guess she was thinking she needs to stand up for the rights of women to do what they want with their own body. Kind of reminds me of people who looked the other way and voted for Obama because they said he's black and this is our time. And I said, well, what about the fact that he's for partial birth abortions? Babies coming out of the womb pretty soon, and they murder the child, thrust scissors into his brain, suck out his brain. You all right with that? Because that's what Obama stands for. Obama stood for a lot of other things, too, homosexuality, and they look the other way. They'll answer to God for that. It's called compromise. You put your own selfish desires over children that would be murdered under his regime, and homosexuality, which would thrive in the land of America, and we wonder why we're going through hard times in America. Judgment of God has come. We've departed from the Lord and went our own way. It's not going to go too well for Jeroboam either. And it won't go well for the nations that go and worship other gods and do not keep God's commandments and statutes and pervert the word of God. Where you pervert the truth, sexual perversion is not far off. And behold, 1 Kings chapter 13, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of Yahovah unto Bethel. And Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. And he cried against the altar and the word of Yahovah and said, O altar, altar, thus saith Yahovah, behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name, and upon thee shall he offer the priests of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and men's bones shall be burnt upon thee. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which Yahovah hath spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. And it came to pass, when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, which had cried against the altar that he had erected in Bethel, that he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, lay hold on him, arrest him, in other words. And his hand which he put forth against him dried up, so that he could not pull it in again to him. God smote him. The altar also was rent, and the ashes poured out from the altar, according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of Yahovah. And the king answered and said unto the man of God, entreat now the face of Yahovah thy God, and pray for me, that my hand may be restored me again. And the man of God besought Yahovah, and the king's hand was restored him again, and became as it was before. And the king said unto the man of God, come home with me, and refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward. And the man of God said unto the king, if thou wilt give me half thine house, I will not go unto thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. For so it was charged me by the word of Yahovah, saying, eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way that thou came. So he went another way and returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. That's because God knew that there would be people laying in wait to murder him. Now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel, the words which he had spoken of the king. Them they told also to their father. And their father said unto them, which way did he go? For his sons had seen the way which the man of God had went, which it came from Judah. And he said unto his son, saddle me the ass. So they saddled him the ass, and he rode thereon. And he went after the man of God, and found him sitting under an oak. And he said unto him, art thou the man of God that came from Judah? And he said, I am. Then he said to him, come home with me and eat bread. And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee. Neither will I eat bread nor drink water with thee in this place. For it was said to me by the word of Yahovah, thou shalt eat no bread, nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou came. He said to him, I am a prophet also as you are. And an angel spake unto me by the word of Yahovah, saying, bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. Folks, there are lying prophets out there. There are some that once did hear from the Lord and spoke the word of God, and now they don't. They compromised. And the young prophet, which had just delivered this rebuke to Jeroboam, should have obeyed the Lord. God had not changed his instructions. The order remained. You're not to eat any drink, any water, any drink, eat any bread in this place, going anywhere. The command stood. And he should have went and sought the Lord and said, Lord, have you changed your instructions to me? He didn't do this. Came to pass, he went back with him and did eat bread in his house and drink water. And as they sat at the table, the word of Yahovah came unto the prophet that brought him back. And he cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, thus saith Yahovah, for as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of Yahovah, and has not kept the commandment which Yahovah thy God commanded thee, but came back and has eaten bread and drunk water in this place, of which Yahovah did say to thee, eat no bread and drink no water, thy carcass shall not come up into the sepulcher of thy fathers. In other words, you're going to die, boy, and you will not be buried with your fathers. Your body ain't going to make it back. Came to pass after he'd eaten the bread and after he had drunk that he saddled for him the ass, to wit, for the prophet whom he had brought back. And when he was gone, a lion met him by the way and slew him. And his carcass was cast in the way. And as the ass stood by it, the lion also stood by the carcass. And behold, men passed by and saw the carcass cast in the way, and the lion standing by the carcass. And they came and told it in the city where the old prophet dwelt. And when the prophet that brought him back from the way heard thereof, he said, it is the man of God who is disobedient unto the word of Yahovah. Therefore Yahovah hath delivered him unto the lion, which hath torn him and slain him, according to the word of Yahovah which he spake unto him. And he spake to his son, saying, saddle me the ass. And they saddled him. Well, I think I misjudged the old prophet. Perhaps he was still faithful to the Lord, but that was the assignment God had given him. And he went up there. Perhaps this was a test. I suppose by this time God is seeing a pattern and probably shaking his head. Won't anybody obey my instructions, my commandments, my statutes? I promised to bless these people. And one by one, they go their own way. King Solomon went his own way and lost the kingdom of Israel. All that would remain was Judah and Benjamin. And his son acted wickedly. And he had an opportunity to reunite the kingdom, but he acted wickedly. Talking about Rehoboam. And then Jeroboam was raised up. God said, obey me, I'll make you king and bless your throne. Well, he didn't have a close relationship with the Lord. He doubted God. Was afraid he was going to lose everything. Created these two false gods. Caused Israel to sin. Then Then God raised up another, a priest from the Levites. And he comes over and he delivers a word to King Jeroboam. He's doing all right, but he doesn't stay the course either. God tests him and he fails the test. Sends the old prophet. Old prophet lies to him. And the young prophet meets his end. Slain by a lion. His corpse, carcass, laying on the side of the road. People are passing by. They see a strange sight. They see a lion next to a slain man. If only he had obeyed the Lord. What have you and I missed out because we did not obey the Lord? What will we miss out on in the future if we don't begin to obey the Lord? In the same way, many have had to choose the blessing or the curse. And sadly, many times we choose the wrong way and get the curse. The only way out is to repent. When the old prophet that brought him back from the way heard thereof, he said, "It is the man of God who was disobedient," there we are, it's called disobedience, "unto the word of Yahovah. Therefore Yahovah hath delivered him unto the lion, which hath torn him and slain him, according to the word of Yahovah, which he spake unto him. And he spake to his son, saying, Saddle me the ass. And they saddled him. And he went and found his carcass cast in the way." The ass and the lion were still there, standing by the carcass. The lion had not eaten the carcass nor torn the ass. And the prophet took up the carcass of the man of God and laid it upon the ass and brought it back. And the old prophet came to the city to mourn and to bury him. God's going to test you and I, folks. He doesn't tempt us, but he's going to test our obedience, our loyalty to him, our resolve to obey him. Even if it means we have to lay our lives down, that is the great tribulation that's coming on the church. The ultimate test. This is a pass or fail situation. Circumstances are going to come on us to test our mettle, see what we're made of, and see if we're going to put our actions where our mouth was. Oh, we love Jesus. I'll never turn from him. We shall see for you and me. Persecution is going to uptick. The level of difficulty is about to increase for the church. And we're going to be enemy number one of the New World Order. Bullseye is on your head and mine. And we either will remain patient and keep the faith and overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony for Jesus, and love not our lives unto death, and say no to the mark, even if that cost you your job, your freedom, your ability to travel, your neck. Or you can go the other way. Seek to save your life. Take that mark and be damned. And fail that test and bust hell wide open, fall by the lake of fire when you die. The great test is coming. We can't meet the Lord as we are. This church is not ready. And God is not convinced of our loyalties. He's going to put us to the test. And those that pass it are going to be with Jesus for eternity, ruling and reigning. And those that don't, well, they're going to be thrown into the rubbish bin where the trash is burned. In closing, came to pass after he buried the young prophet that he spake to his son, saying, "When I'm dead, then bury me in the sepulcher wherein the man of God is buried. lay my bones beside his bones, for the saying which he cried by the word of Yahovah against the altar in Bethel, and against all the houses of the high places which are in the cities of Samaria, shall surely come to pass. After this saying, Jeroboam returned not from his evil way, but made again of the lowest of the people priests of the high places. Whosoever would, he consecrated them, and became one of the priests of the high places. Sounds like some pastors out there. Not called by God, but made the man of God by committee. God didn't call them. And this thing became sin unto the house of Jeroboam, even to cut it off and destroy it from off the face of the earth. That's our Speak My Word for today. Let's get our next guest on, Pastor Tommy Hollihan. Here we go.